好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
神的话语是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
God's word is a light of our path.
更加是我们生命的灵粮。
Also, is that our spiritual food?
今天讲到的题目是唯在基督里有可夸的。
The sermon title today is Only in Christ Jesus can we boast.
开始讲到以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's pray to God.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
求主在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
Lord, may you just have the sovereignty among us.
也谢谢主在我们生命里边赐给我们你的宝贵儿子耶稣基督。
Lord, we just thank you that in our life, you just that gave your precious Son, Jesus Christ.
你也借着耶稣基督帮助我们了解什么是道路、真理和生命。
Through Jesus Christ, and you just help us to understand what is the path, way, and life.
更加是提醒我们要夸就夸耶稣基督。
And you also just remind us that if we want to boast, we can only just boast about Jesus Christ.
要夸，唯独在基督耶稣里是有可夸的。
And only in Jesus Christ we're able to boast about.
就谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，唯在基督耶稣里有可夸的。
Only in Christ Jesus can we boast.
呀，人呐，喜欢夸口，真是有点感觉，没办法，对吧？
People like to boast, and there's just nothing we can do about it.
谁叫我们是亚当的后裔呢？
Because we're the descendants of Adam.
但如今就不同了。
But now it is different.
因为我们已经离开亚当。
Because we have left Adam.
离开亚当以后去哪里了呢？
So where did we go after we left Adam?
是进入基督耶稣里了。
We enter into Christ Jesus.
那么今后一切可夸的都必须只能在基督耶稣里了。
Therefore, from now on, all that we can boast about must only be in Christ Jesus.
要认识到这个真理，其实是我们属灵生命往前走多了一大步。
To understand about this truth and our spiritual life just move just one big step.
我们看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
特因神所给我的恩典。
Because of the grace God has given me.
这是保罗常常介绍自己的时候说的一句话。
This is what Paul many times he mentioned when he introduced himself.
就是神特别给了他一份恩典。
That is God just given a special grace.
这个在人的眼中可能听起来也有点好像夸口的感觉，会不会？
In people's view, sounds like he's boasting.
但是保罗要夸，他夸在基督里的。
However, and Paul said when he boasts in Christ.
所以这是我们今天这堂道要思考的问题。
This is what we have to think about it in today's sermon.
在基督里夸口，我们能夸什么呢？
What can we boast about in Christ?
除了从主领受的恩典，你还有别的可夸的吗？
Apart from the grace that we have received from the Lord, is there anything we can boast about?
这个原则对我们很重要，对吧？
This principle is so important to us.
首先我们要看在基督里的生命互动啊。
First, life interaction in Christ.
当人一旦在基督耶稣里
Once a person is in Christ,
并且在基督耶稣里行事为人的时候
And also when he just walk in Christ,
那一定就会生出许许多多宝贵的生命互动嘛
Many precious life interactions will arise.
你们想过为什么呢？
Have you thought about the reason?
因为在基督里的人，他的核心价值观一定改变了。
Because people in Christ, their core values have changed.
过去是自我为中心的，现在是一个利他的。
In the past, maybe the person is self-centered, but now, and he just want to benefit others.
过去是一个唯我独尊的，现在是唯独基督的。
And in the past, and the person it just only just exalt himself. However, right now he's only Christ alone.
所以不同的价值观所活出来的生命样式。当然就不同吧。
Therefore, different core value and the life is also different.
信主之后的良善是什么呢？
So what is the goodness after believing in the Lord?
最核心的良善就是尊主为大呀。
The core of the goodness and that is to honor the Lord.
那可能又要问一个为什么呢？
Maybe you will want to ask why.
因为凡是没有基督做王做主的良善，不过就是法利赛人的假冒为善嘛。
Because all the goodness without Christ as Lord and King is nothing but the hypocrisy of the Pharisees.
这是从基督到保罗这个时代的转换过程当中，大家常常见到的现象。
So this is from Christ to Apostle Paul, and this kind of phenomenon we can see.
诸般的属灵知识
all kinds of spiritual knowledge,
是指因教会生活而得来的属灵常识。
That refers to the spiritual common sense gained through church life.
信了主就应当从每天所说的第一句话开始。
After believing in the Lord, we should start from the first word we say every day.
怎么开始呢？
How to start?
你至少得从谦卑受教开始吧。
And at least you need to start just from just being humble and teachable.
你怎么从什么地方开始呢？
So where do we start?
就是你每一天口中所说的第一句话开始。
Start from just saying that every word well each day.
除此之外，生命互动当然也离不开每天的读经祷告嘛。
In addition, life interaction is inseparable from daily study of the Bible.
其实也包括我们每天需要抽一点时间来研究圣经啊。
Also include that each day we just need to research just all kinds of read the Bible.
除了圣经以外，也要研习诸般的知识，对吧？
Other than study the Bible, also we just need to research all kinds of the knowledge.
呀，否则的话呢，又如何能够在团契当中彼此的劝诫呢？
Otherwise, how can we admonish each other in the fellowship?
讲起来就是属灵生命的成长。
In other words, that is a growth of spiritual life,
以致成熟为主所用。
And so that it can be just be mature and being used by God.
那人如果是不谦卑不学习他所讲的东西，或者是解错经，或者是会错意，或者是沟通，或者是学习哪方面出了问题，那一定会带来核心价值观的不稳定嘛。
So if a person after they believe in Jesus Christ, if they do not study or just use their own way to just understand the Bible, at the end, it just have the negative outcome.
人生有一样，其中一样最可怕的事情是什么呢？
There's one thing that's very terrible and in life. What is that?
就是无知嘛。
That is ignorance.
无知还好啦。
Ignorance is not that bad.
最怕是不知道自己无知，这个更可怕一点。
That what's even terrible is the person does not know and he is ignorant.
明明所知甚少，但却自以为懂得很多。
And obviously the person does not know much, however, and he just thought he knows a lot.
所以他所说的、他所做的、他所行事为人的错漏百出嘛。
And then, and his deeds, what he said, and what he did. It just made a lot of mistake.
等到有一天他发现基督是不可轻慢的时候，剩下两个字，完了。
Until one day when he just finally realized God cannot be mocked, and then he just realized it is too late.
好，其次是基督里的身份使命了。
Secondly, the identity and the mission in Christ.
保罗对罗马教会的弟兄们呀，虽然以前不认识。
Although Paul did not know the brothers and sisters in the Roman churches before,
但是我们发现从他的字里行间来看呢，他对罗马的弟兄姐妹有很高的期望啊。
However, from Paul's words, we can see he had a great expectation for them.
他在与罗马教会的弟兄姐妹沟通的时候，言语是谨慎的。
In Paul's communication with the Roman churches,Paul's words were a little cautious.
但是在勉励弟兄姐妹要记住神的话语方面，他确实很大胆的。
However, Paul still boldly reminded them to remember God's words.
我相信保罗在写这封信的时候呢，
I believe that when Paul wrote this letter,
罗马教会的弟兄姐妹已经开始在读其他的保罗书信了。
The brother and sister in the Roman churches has already begun reading other Paul's episodes.
比如说加拉太书关于讲的信心的，应该罗马教会弟兄姐妹已经听到，已经开始在谈论了。
And for example, like Galatians, and maybe their brother sister already start to read it.
所以保罗有必要解释的是什么呢？
So what Paul needs to explain to them is
他之所以能够分享神的话语。
So the reason that he's able to share God's word
其实是全凭神赐给他的恩典。
And it's entirely because of the grace God has given him.
而这个恩典是从他的呼召来而来的。
And this grace just come from God's calling.
那上帝呼召保罗做什么呢？
What did God call Paul do?
他强调了很多次是要做外邦人的使徒。
God called Paul and just to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
这是保罗引以为是自己的属灵身份的。
This is the Paul's spiritual identity.
And
because of this identity, he had to fulfill his mission.
Yeah, 如果我们认真去读这段经文呢?
If we just study this verse very just seriously,
保罗不是单单讲的个人，是讲我们每一个人的。
Paul is not just talking about himself, he's talking about each one of us.
这段经文特别是让我们明白什么是侍奉的原因。
So the verses just let us understand what is the reason to serve.
为什么要服侍神呢？
Why do we serve the Lord?
Yeah, 侍奉的内容又是什么？
And also, what is the content to serve?
他要向外邦人传福音，对吧？
That God called him to share the gospel to Gentiles.
而最关键，他自己这个身份是从神那里而来的。
Also, his identity comes from the Lord.
他所服侍的对象又是什么人？
Who are the object, the target he served?
那侍奉的工作又是什么？
Also, what is the work in his ministry?
他服侍的凭证从哪里来？
Also, what is the basis for his serving?
他的目标又是什么呢？
Also, what is the goal for him to serve?
要直到我们踏上使命之路。
Until you step on this mission path.
乃是我们持守一生之久的生命意义所在的弟兄姐妹。
And that is the meaning of life that we hold on to for a lifetime.
所以读保罗也在读我们自己啊。
Therefore, when we read about Apostle Paul, we're also reading about ourselves.
从原因到目标，你的到底是什么？
From reason to the content. So what is yours?
好，最后是圣灵里的圣洁悦纳。
Finally, the holy acceptance in the Holy Spirit.
恩典是我之所在。
Grace is where I am.
恩赐则是我之所行啊。
And gifts are what I do.
我再讲多一遍好不好？
Let me say one more time.
恩典是我之所在。
Grace is where I am.
就讲了我为什么会存在在这里，主的恩典呢？
Meaning why I exist in this world, and that is from God's grace.
我今天为什么是我，也全然在乎是上帝的恩典。
The reason that I am I is because it's all by God's grace.
恩赐则是我之所行。
Gifts are what I do.
就是今天我能所做的一切东西都是上帝所给我的恩赐啊。
All the things that I'm able to do, that is the gift given by God.
然而恩赐却不是才干。
However, gifts are not talents.
乃是出于神的赏赐。
But rewards from God.
也不是说自己有才干有多大你就可以做多大的服事。千万不要有这个误会。
It's not how capable or how much talent we have. No, it's not.
有些恩赐很大，很能干。
Some just have the very capable and have a great gift.
但是他的骄傲却吞吃了上帝的恩典。
However, his pride devoured that God's grace.
神就不敢用他呀。
In this case, and God would not use him.
因为你所活的都是自己的老我，怎么是造就弟兄姐妹们？
Because when you just live the life with old self, and how can that establish brothers and sisters?
恩赐是上帝按照自己的心意。
So gifts is just by God's will.
分派出各种服事教会的恩赐。
God then distributes the various gifts to the church.
并且在使命的道路上拣选了神所合用的器皿为他所用。
And God just selects vessels suitable for his use on the path of mission.
这里边有一个很重要的核心问题大家需要留意的。
There's a core issue and we need to pay attention.
神所拣选的标准从来不是谁的本事大谁的本事小 Never, 从来不是。
God's standard and the criteria and to choose and it's not just by who has a greater talent.
上帝拣选的优先次序从来都是从圣洁开始。
God's the choosing his priority start from holiness.
如果我们不将自己过去的老我当中那些污泥浊水那些邪情私欲给洁净的话神不会用你的。
If we do not just cleanse our old self and those old things, and God cannot use you.
人只有来到神的面前圣洁之后呢？
Only when we come to the Lord and just being holy.
上帝才会把不同的恩赐分派给你。
And then God will just give that, distribute the different gifts to you.
把你带上服事教会的道路。
And also just that God will just take you and to serve in a church.
也帮助你参与使命的服事。
Also participate in the mission ministry.
但是人如果凭着人本主义的私意而没有圣灵的感动的话呢？
If a person does it, it's based on humanistic selfishness and without inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
那么你所做的一切都是徒劳的，枉返的。
Then everything you do is in vain.
是枉然的，无功效的。
It's no effect. It's in vain.
因为有一天这些服事来到主面前，主说我不认识你。
And one day, and when you just come to the Lord, God said, I don't know you.
即使有人貌似在传福音，
Even if someone seems to be preaching the gospel,
只是所传的未必是福音，
then what he preaches may not be the gospel.
因为你的生命并不在福音中，并不在基督里啊。
Because your life is not in the gospel, it's not in Christ.
怎么知道你不在福音中，不在基督里呢？
How do we see that your life is not in Christ, is not in gospel?
其中一个检测的方法就是我们自己看看我们的生命是否可以安静下来呢？
So the way to examine is whether you can just be willing to be quiet.
人若不能安静的话，也不愿意安静的话呢？
If a person cannot stay quiet and unwilling to be quiet,
你是不可能蒙上帝的悦纳的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, in this case, you cannot be accepted by God.
而且我们真需要问问自己了。
We really need to ask ourselves.
我们在不安静的环境和光景当中，你所行的又有什么益处呢？
Under the situation and environment that we're just do not are not able to be quiet, so what is that?
殊不知听命胜于献祭。
Little do you know that obedience is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油啊。
And submission is better than the fat of rams.
这是当年扫罗王留给我们的一份属灵的财富，当然是反面教材了。
This is that kind of negative lesson and just from the King Saul.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
唯独提耶稣基督大能。
Only mention the power of Jesus Christ.
唯独基督是圣经中主题中的主题了。
Christ alone is the theme of the theme in the Bible.
也是核心中的核心。
Also is the core of the core.
然而在基督里却是其中的奥秘了。
However, being in Christ is the mystery.
那如何看待这个问题呢？
How do we look at this issue?
首先我们要了解在基督里的意义。
First, we need to understand the meaning of being in Christ.
什么是在基督里呢？
What does that mean in Christ?
在基督里最核心的意义就是接受福音啊。
The core meaning of being in Christ is to accept the gospel.
相信基督为我舍命啊。
Believe that Christ died for me.
而且从死里复活呀。
And rose from the dead.
啊，这是我们最核心的意义，对我们人来讲是这样子，对吧？
This is the core meaning for us.
但从神的眼光来看这个问题呢？
Then let's look at it from God's perspective.
在基督里的人是圣洁的。
People who are in Christ are holy.
是无瑕疵的完全人。
Flawless and perfect.
为什么这么讲？
What do we say this?
因为圣经说，因为如今活着的不再是我。
Because the Bible says that because now it is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我们里边活着。
But Christ who lives in us.
在这种情况下呢？
In this kind of situation.
这是在基督里与基督在我们里边活着。两者就合而为一了，听得懂这个道理啊。
At this time, being in Christ and Christ living in us become one.
好话要多讲一遍啊。
So that, let me say one more time.
这个时候，在基督里与基督在我们里边活着，两者合而为一了。
At this time, being in Christ and Christ living in us become one.
呀，我们知道曾经拦阻神人关系的障碍是什么？就是罪嘛。
The obstacle that once blocked the relationship between God and man, that is sin.
而因着基督的缘故，这个罪被清除了。
Due to the reason of Christ, and this sin has been removed.
甚至包括我们信主之后，在传福音、去宣教，以及存耶稣基督的心去行事为人。
Even after we believe in the Lord, preaching the gospel, going on mission, and walking with the heart of Christ Jesus.
请留意，这一些都在基督里的义行被称为义啊。
Just pay attention. What I just said, all this are all righteous deeds in Christ and are justified by God.
那么从人的心思意里面来看呢？
From the perspective of human thoughts,
就是将神当作我们生命当中的第一、专一以及唯一了。
It means to regard God as the first, exclusive, and only in our lives.
所以在基督里的意义，简单讲就是唯独基督了。
Therefore, and the meaning of in Christ, that means Christ alone.
其次是在基督里的保守。
Secondly,protection in Christ.
什么叫做有可夸的呢？
What does it mean to have something to boast about?
我们望文生义，从字里行间来看，就是内心感到自豪嘛。
So just from the word directly and meaning, that is the something that you feel proud of.
甚至呢，倍感荣耀之事，对吧？
Or even glorious about.
其区别在哪里呢？
So what's the difference?
就是要看你是不是在基督里。
Depends on whether you are in Christ or not.
人如果不在基督里呢，就会显为是骄傲。
If a person is not in Christ, he will appear proud.
而且不会蒙神的悦纳的。
And will not be accepted by God.
若有人在基督里，
If a person is in Christ,
那么他在基督里的夸耀呢？
He's boasting in Christ.
反倒成了荣耀神的义举了，大家听得懂啊？
That is actually a righteous act that glorifies God.
那些不在基督里的人，
Those who are not in Christ,
他用人本主义的眼光来看基督里的义举，
And they look at the righteous act in Christ from a humanistic perspective.
要不但看不懂，
Not only do they understand,
反倒会在自以为义的道德法庭上横加指责，造谣生事了。
But will also accuse and spread rumors in the self-righteous moral court.
这个在两千多年来的教会历史，我们都看得司空见惯。
In the past 2000 years and the church history, and there's just a lot.
然而，那些活在基督里的人，
However, those who live in Christ,
却是蒙神保守的。
Are protected by God.
其中的关键就是要将一切的荣耀颂赞归给主耶稣基督。
The key is to give all the glory and the praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一点属撒旦的人不懂。
People who belong to Satan do not understand this point.
更遑论是活出基督里了，活不出来。
And of course, they cannot live it out.
好，最后在基督里的作为。
Finally, the works in Christ.
保罗说，除了基督，借着我所做的那些事，我什么都不敢提啊。
Paul said, I will not speak of anything except what Christ has done through me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是每一个基督徒的言行、言语、行为的总纲啊。
This is the outline of the words and actions of every Christian.
保罗为什么说不敢提呢？
Why did Paul said he just dare not to mention?
这是因为人对神有一颗敬畏之心呢。
It is because people have a fear of God.
那些随口就来的言语，
Those words that comes out of the mouth,
大都是羞辱主名的败坏。
Are mostly corruptions that dishonor the name of the Lord.
无论我们说什么做什么，
No matter what we say and what we do,
总要在祷告中思想是出于基督的吗？
We should always think in prayer whether it is from Christ.
一句话是否出于基督？
Whether a word is from Christ.
当然，一是要看圣经了。
First, we need to look at the Bible.
二就是要看这个荣耀落在谁的身上。
And second, to see who the glory falls on.
即使是口出恩言，
Even if we speak words of grace,
也不能使自己的得着道德上的夸口。
We cannot gain moral boasting.
因为我们的一言一行都在耶稣基督里了。
Because our every word and action is in Christ.
既然是在基督里，
Since we're in Christ,
当然就是基督的大能得荣耀。
Of course, the power of Christ is glorified.
而我们在基督里的人则是活在平安中了。
And we who are in Christ live in peace.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
让我们去经历基督的大能。
God just led us to experience His power.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
建造在主的根基上。
Built on the Lord's foundation.
如果说在基督里是主在问我们的动机，
If being in Christ is Lord asking us about our motives,
那么建造在主的根基上，则是在预备向主交账了。
Then being built on the Lord's foundation is preparing to give an account to the Lord.
Yeah. 首先，福音本是神的大能。
First, the gospel is the power of God.
我们如何见证福音本是神的大能呢？
How can we testify that the gospel is the power of God?
当然，一是要看人如何面对福音嘛。
First, we need to see how people face the gospel.
第二点也很重要，是要看传福音的人是如何看待福音的。
And second, we need to see how the evangelist views the gospel.
福音传开了，大家的反应是不一样的。
When the gospel spread out and people's reaction is different.
当人听见福音就信了，本身就是个很奇怪的事情，对吧？
When people believe the gospel after hearing it, it is very strange.
从世界的逻辑上来看，好像也不合理。
From the logic of the world, seems unreasonable.
因为属世界的人不会对福音感兴趣的。
Because people who belong to the world will not be interested in the gospel.
属撒旦的人应该对福音是无感的呀。
People who belong to Satan should not be interested in the gospel.
也不愿意去传福音。
And are unwilling to preach the gospel.
或者说属老我的人呢？
Or people who belong to the old self.
他甚至想从传福音的事上抢夺神的荣耀。
And they just want to rob God of His glory.
也是会偷窃神的权柄。
And steal God's authority.
甚至会获取一些感官上的满足了。
And or just gain some sensory satisfaction.
目的是什么，知道吗？
Do you know what the purpose is?
就是要让自己的虚荣心得到彰显。
And that is to show off their own vanity.
Yeah, 福音的大能是神得荣耀的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, the power of the gospel, that is God is glorified.
当神得到荣耀的时候呢，人就得平安。
When God is glorified, people are at peace.
而且是得到的是平静安慰。里边的谦卑。
And what is obtained is a calm and a stable humility.
但是如果一个人传了福音，心却难安，怎么办呢？
If a person after preaching the gospel, but the heart is not at peace.
其实值得我们警醒的就是，可能这个时候撒旦已经入了他的心，圣灵离开他的灵了。
And we just need to be alert because it means that Satan has entered his heart and the Holy Spirit has left his spirit.
其实是福音建造在主的名下。
Second, the gospel is built in the name of the Lord.
保罗说，甚至我从耶路撒冷直转到以利里谷，到处传了基督的福音啊。
Paul said, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ.
保罗这是在讲什么地方呢？
So which location Paul was talking about?
这是在讲他第三次福音旅行了。
This is the Paul's third mission journey.
从东南到西北的福音距离与范围，对吧？
And that is the distance and the scope of Paul's the three this gospel journey from southeast to northwest.
以利谷是个什么地方呢？
So what is the place of the Illyricum?
它是罗马的一个省份了。
It was a Roman province.
如果大家看地图的话呢，它大概在马其顿的北边。
So if you look at the map, it is in the north of Macedonia.
就是今天或者是曾经的南斯拉夫的地界了。
Which is the territory of today's the former Yugoslavia.
如今已经分裂成巴尔干半岛的六个国家了。
And it's now split into six countries and the Balkan Peninsula.
至今仍然 是世界上最贫穷、最黑暗的危险之地啊。
It is still the poorest and darkest and the most dangerous place in the world.
保罗在《使徒行传》中甚至没有提到以利里谷这个名字。
Paul did not even mention the name of Illyricum in the book of Acts.
我们今年教会的短宣队会去到奥地利。
Our church short mission this year, we will go to Austria.
而奥地利曾经有那么一块地方也是属于这个以利里谷的。
There's a place that one piece that in Austria once just belonged to Illyricum.
我们八月份的短宣队也将要从世界各地转到奥地利，就是当年的以利里谷了。
So the short mission our church this year and in August will also just move from other place to Austria, which was Illyricum back then.
我盼望弟兄姐妹从经文当中能够往历史的后面的脚步去看去。
I hope, brother, sister, when we look at the Bible scriptures, you can also just trace, just look back in the history.
圣经所提到的这个以利里谷呢?
At the place Illyricum mentioned in the Bible.
甚至我们今年八月份的短宣也会去到这块地方的范围里边。
And also this year, our short mission, we will go to this area and in this place.
仿佛神在这里向我们发出一个提醒啊。
Seems like God is going to give us the reminder.
我们是不是把福音也在这里要建造在主的名下呢?
Do we want to just build the gospel under God's name?
求神带领我们的心啊。
May God guide our heart.
也看见福音的需要。
And allow us to see the need of the gospel.
在基督里的需要。
The need in Christ.
建造主的名下的需要。
Establish the need and to establish under God's name.
最后是福音传向未及之地了。
Finally, the gospel is preached to unreached places.
我们教会的宣教理念是基于使徒行传一章八节。
The mission concept of our church is based on Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
就是以福音未及之地为方向。
Which is oriented into just unreached places.
欧洲是个什么地方呢?
What kind of place is Europe?
曾经是福音的火热之地。
So Europe, it is used to be just like the in the gospel, it's very hot.
但是今天的欧洲对福音已经如久未逢甘霖般的饥渴了。
Nowadays, Europe is just thirsty for the gospel, just like a long lost rain.
而且华人对欧洲人在福音上有一个福音反哺的义务的。
And the Chinese have an obligation to give back the gospel to the Europeans.
也正如保罗在本章二十一节中所引用的以赛亚书五十二章十五节所说。
Jesus Paul quoted Isaiah chapter 52 verse 15 and in today's verse 21.
呀，怎么说呢?
So what did he say?
未曾闻知他信息的。
Those who have never been told,
将要看见
and they will see.
未曾听过的将要明白
and those who have never heard will understand.
如此看来说明什么呢?
It seems that
福音所到之处
wherever the gospel reaches,
既是神的大能也是神的奥秘
it is both the power of God and the mystery of God.
对于属神的人来讲就得到领受了
For those who belong to God, they must receive it.
对于不属神的人来讲呢?
For those who do not belong to God,
神就将奥秘隐藏起来，叫他听也听不明白，且在黑暗中切齿痛哭了。
And for those who do not belong to God, God hides the mystery so that they cannot understand, even if they cry and they gnash their teeth and weep in darkness.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们今天可以夸主耶稣基督。
Today we can boast in the Lord Jesus Christ.
也可以彰显福音的大能。
And demonstrate the power of the gospel.
要救一切相信的人。
To save all who believe.
凡真心相信主的人就有生命。
Anyone who truly believes in the Lord will have life.
凡虚情假意的人就得永死了。
And anyone who is hypocritical will die forever.
盼望我们弟兄姐妹每一个人都可以效法当年呀约书亚的生命。
I just pray that each one of us we can just imitate and the life of Joshua.
他说至于我和我家就必定侍奉耶和华。
He said as for me and my family we will serve God.
那么请问你呢?
What about you, brother and sister?
我们同祷告。
Let us pray.
天父感谢赞美你
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢主你将保罗的生命在这里向我们敞开
Lord, we thank you. You just revealed to us about Paul's life.
我们看见他要夸就夸耶稣基督
And you just let us see that when he wants to boast, only boast about Jesus Christ.
唯有在基督耶稣里才有可夸的
Only in Christ Jesus we were able to boast about.
甚至除了基督耶稣里的事情他都甚至不敢讲
Other than the things in Christ Jesus, he dare not to talk about.
主啊，求你把这样的生命也赐给我们吧。
Lord, please give us the life like this.
好，让我们生命也带着这样的敬畏。
So that we have a reverent heart.
因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙你的悦纳。
And because the Holy Spirit, we can be just holy and be accepted by you.
主，我们再次的感谢你。
Lord, once again, we thank you.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.